Well, tell me a little bit about what it was like to be in this movie. I mean, obviously, you played a role that you play all the time. Mm-hmm. Was it just like work, or was it different?
No, it was totally different. You know, doing live TV every day, some people would be very nervous by that, but for me, doing my first acting role was a totally new and different experience, and it was so much more difficult because you're doing so many different takes, and you have to do it from a different angle, and then you have to do a different inflection, and, you know, live TV, even if you make mistakes, you're like, there's another day tomorrow. And especially on Fox, where we tend to be more lighthearted and ad-lib and self-deprecating, you know, we're just not so regimented. So doing something that was actually on tape and making sure that it was perfection, you know, took a long time and was just a really interesting experience for me. And I have so much more respect for actors doing takes 50, 60, 70 times.
Yeah. Are you worried about that, about people's reaction as they see the movie and seeing you sort of in a different light? That do you have any concerns about how that will affect people viewing you on air, or does it affect you at all?
No. Listen, once you turn 40, you don't care about all that stuff anymore. And no, not at all. You know, I am playing a journalist. What I've been telling my friends is, don't be late to the movie, because my major scene is right at the beginning, even before the credits roll as to who's going to be in the movie. And then I come back in scene 130. But I do play a part in the whole cliffhanger of the movie, so I figured that they couldn't completely cut my scenes. I don't worry about what people's perceptions are.
So what do you think of the movie? I mean, obviously, it does deal with some heavy subjects that can potentially be down the road. What do you think about, what was your take going into this movie about being involved with it?
Mm-hmm. Well, at Fox News, on my show, I cover persecution of religion frequently. And whether it's an international story, which tends to be more often, we're also covering national stories right here in the United States, where people are told they can't say the word God anymore when they're giving a high school speech, if they're valedictorian, or you can't say the Pledge of Allegiance anymore because the word God is in it. Or around Christmas time, you know, you can't put a creche up because that's offensive to some people. So, you know, these are stories that I think are a part of our culture already here in America, and I think the movie is extremely timely, because I think it will make people think a little bit more about that. Like, wow, could that happen here? You know, probably not, but I think it raises the question mark.
Yeah, that it could be a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So I understand Fred Thompson is trying to turn you into a Tennessean. He said he was pointing out the mountains to you. Is this your first time here?
No. I was Miss America eons ago, and I traveled to every single state except the state of Idaho. So I know I've been here. I know I've been to Knoxville. I may not exactly recall exactly where I was, but I'm pretty sure it was probably a department store. But I know I've been here. But you know what? I'll take Fred Thompson as a tour guide any day of the week. Wouldn't you?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. But it is pretty, so I hope you will come back and visit again.
You know what? And it reminds me a lot of Minnesota, where I grew up, which is, and I'm going to say this in a very nice way, that a simpler life is often a better life. And when you live in New York City and it's all the hubbub, and, you know, you miss that. I find myself missing the middle of the country a lot. So I'm very happy to be here.